AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Good morning. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Germany today discussing Russia's troop buildup near Ukraine with allies. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports President Biden addressed the matter last night.
At Wednesday's news conference to mark his one-year anniversary in office, President Joe Biden was asked about a myriad of challenges facing his administration, including tensions between Russia and Ukraine.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades.
In a mangled warning to President Vladimir Putin, Biden said,
"It depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion."
The White House later said Biden was not telegraphing to Putin that the U.S. would tolerate some military action against Ukraine. But on Capitol Hill, Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska said Biden effectively gave Putin a green light to invade Ukraine. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In Berlin today, Blinken says Moscow should be under no illusions.
If any Russian military forces move across the Ukrainian border and commit new acts of aggression against Ukraine, that will be met with a swift, severe, united response from the United States and our allies and partners.
Russia denies it's planning an invasion and is accusing the West of plotting provocations in Ukraine. President Biden's poll numbers are down as he ends his first year in office. The Associated Press North Center for Public Affairs research poll shows 56% of those surveyed disapprove of how he's handled the job, 43% approve. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits is up again. Correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims were up 55,000 last week to 286,000. It's the highest level since mid-October. Unemployment applications had fallen steadily for about a year and a half.
On Wall Street, stocks opened higher. This is AP News. Kyrie Irving still can't play home games for the Brooklyn Nets because of its refusal to get vaccinated against COVID-19, but he did play last night in Washington. Dave Ferry on how it went.
Kyrie Irving scored 22 of his 30 points in the first half of the Nets' 119-118 win at Washington.
Chipping in the first half, getting us going, being aggressive, and then kind of pacing myself in the second half, just trying to put two solid halves together at this point. And I think once I do that, I'll feel a lot more complete.
LaMarcus Aldridge added 27 points for Brooklyn, which led by as many as 16. James Harden had 18 and helping the Nets win for only the fifth time in their last 12 games and snap a four-game losing streak at Washington. Kyle Kuzma and Spencer Dinwiddie missed three-point attempts on the Wizards' final possession. Bradley Beal led the Wizards with 23 points and 9 assists, but the Nets improved to 16-5 on the road this season. I'm Dave Ferry.
Three games on the NBA schedule tonight: New Orleans at New York, Phoenix at Dallas, and Indiana at Golden State. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.